We just had his co-host on this show a couple days ago. Literally, we had Rex Rhodes on in the morning, or not in the morning, in the afternoon in the first hour. 2 hours later, the Packers trade for Malik Willis as we're getting ready to sign off the air. So now we went back and got his co-host to talk about Malik Willis, and the Packers took a kicker from the Titans as well today off of waivers. Robbie Stanley of Robbie and Rex Rhodes on 102.5 The Game in Nashville joins us now. Robbie, thanks for coming on.
Sparky, thanks for having me. Is Milwaukee, Green Bay turning into Nashville North up there? What's going on?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of former Packer players that live in Nashville. I feel like there's a lot of former people that either lived here at some point, have all moved to Nashville. I feel like Nashville is the new hot spot in this country for people to move to.
A lot of people moving here. I've got a lot of friends from Wisconsin, a lot of friends listening now that live in the Nashville area from Wisconsin. So I feel like we're all brothers and sisters together in these two states.
Well, I like the fact that you're a gigantic Packer fan, so you can give realistic perspective to us Packer fans about what we're getting from a Packer fan standpoint and from a Tennessee Titans fan standpoint who gets to watch these guys play all the time. So we'll start with the quarterback before we get to the kicker of today. Malik Willis gets traded for a seventh-round pick. Now, I don't know if you know this dude that does the Locked On Titans podcast, but I stumbled upon him on YouTube yesterday, and we played him. That dude's a hoot. Saying that, you know, a lot of people didn't think they could get a ham sandwich from Malik Willis, and they got a seventh-round pick. That doesn't exactly inspire confidence in me in making this trade from a Packers perspective.
Well, I will say this. Malik Willis, I think, certainly has improved dramatically from his rookie season until now. The Titans really did him no favors in his development. You know, under Mike Vrabel's staff, he had no business playing as a rookie, and the Titans elected to make him the backup quarterback his rookie season because they drafted him in the third round. They didn't bring in a veteran to compete for that spot. And because of it, you know, Tannehill gets hurt, Malik Willis gets thrown in when he had no business playing, and he ends up on Sunday night taking on Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. And I think that really stunted his development. He shouldn't have been on the field his first year. He had a long way to go when he first got in the NFL in terms of recognizing coverages, recognizing what he was seeing on the field, and going through more than one read before he decided to bring the ball down and take off running. The good news is this preseason, it seems like he's made a lot of progress in those areas. He's going through progressions. He was accurate with the football for the most part. He's not perfect. He still sails the ball from time to time, but I'm really interested to see how he runs with this opportunity as QB2. I think the last time he was a backup quarterback, he really wasn't prepared for it, and he certainly seems to improve or to have improved to this point, and I'm interested to see what he does with this opportunity.
So I've seen two throws. I've seen the throw down the right sideline for a touchdown, and I saw a laser out throw on the left sideline in a preseason game. And those are the two that I think Packer fans are holding on to, saying, okay, look, he made both of those throws. Matt LaFleur earlier this afternoon, spoke. And he talked about the fact that him picking off the offense will help a little bit because he's studied variations of what LaFleur runs through his time in Tennessee, now most recently with the newest head coach, Brian Callahan. As far as him and how guys gravitate to him one way or the other in the locker room, is he a leader?
His teammates loved him. I mean, Jeffrey Simmons, who's, you know, obviously a star defensive tackle for the Titans, tweeted out he was really sad to see him go. I think he really ingratiated himself with his teammates. And the one thing I'll say about Malik Willis, you know, it's been a kind of a rough go to this point just in terms of getting himself in a spot where he's ready to play and ready to contribute. The guy works his butt off, and he puts in the work. You're not going to have to worry about him, you know, not putting in effort, not being prepared, those sort of things. And I do think it's a good thing that he's got a basic level of familiarity with this offense. Now, Matt LaFleur did say today that it's not exactly the same and that Brian Callahan's offense in Tennessee may be a little bit different than he expected it to be, just in terms of, you know, how similar the two offenses are. But I think he'll be prepared for that. I think he's improved dramatically. Like you talk about those two throws that he made in the preseason. He's got all the arm talent. Like, he can make all the throws. It's about consistently repeating that throw in motion over and over, not letting the ball sail on him, which has been a problem a few times throughout this point in his career. So I think he's made a lot of progress in that area, but I think he'll be ready to go just in terms of picking up the offense. He should be ready to go pretty quickly.
Let's talk about the kicker that they picked up, Robbie Stanley, and Braden Narveson off waivers from the Titans. today. They release Joseph, who they got from the Vikings. They had already released Anders Carlson, who they drafted and used all of last year. I looked at the training camp numbers I saw from Jim Wyatt. I looked at the preseason numbers. I heard about his big 59-yard kick and his game-winning kick. I don't know how much different this really is from what they had already.
Yeah, it doesn't seem a whole lot different. And look, I'll say this about Narveson. He's got a big leg. You brought it up. You know, 59-yarder. He had plenty of leg on that one. Probably would have been good from 61, 62, 63 in that preseason game for the Titans against Seattle. So he's got a good leg. You know, a clutch situation for him. I know it's a preseason game, so it's not clutch to most people. But for him, it was. He walks right in there and nails the walk-off winner as well in the Titans' second preseason game. But you're right. Like, it feels like more of the same. And, you know, I can't help but wonder, and I'm sure Packers fans have too, like, you got to get this kicker situation figured out because you don't want it coming down to a kick to win the division or a kick in a divisional playoff game. We've seen that happen before. But Narveson's got plenty of ability. I think the Titans really liked him. You know, the Titans had Nick Folk on their roster who missed one field goal all of last year. So had the Titans not had Nick Folk and they were kind of in the same position the Packers were in terms of trying to find that next kicker, I think Narveson probably would have made the team. They really liked Narveson. But I'm interested to see, you know, he's clearly got the leg. Does he have the consistency, the repeatability of putting the ball through the uprights on a consistent basis, whether it's 38 yards, 45 yards? I think, you know, I think he made a 32-yarder the other day in the preseason finale for the Titans against the Saints, and it was starting to tail off a little bit. Like, if it was from 37 or 38, it might have missed. So you got to find out whether or not he's consistent, you know, from 45 in. But no question about it, he's got a strong leg, and I think Packers fans should be excited about that.
But Robbie Stanley, you know, buddy, this is Lambeau. This is crazy weather, snow, wind, rain, all that stuff. That all has to be accounted for and adjusted to as you go on. And even though I was not happy with the Carlson decision last year and the fact they brought nobody in to compete against him in training camp last year, and I harped on it all last year, now here in this situation, you're still going with a young guy. At least Carlson had kicked in that for a year and knew what he was dealing with. Now this kid is going to have to adjust and figure it out on the fly again.
He's going to have to adjust. And look, you know, he bounced around all over the place in college and had a couple of good years while doing it. And like I said, he's got a good leg, but I have no idea whether or not he can be consistent in the NFL and just in terms of the kicks that you've got to make. And like you said, Sparky, you factor in Lambeau and the weather that can happen there. It's a lot of pressure on this kid. And look, you know, I've said it before, but the last thing you want to see is having kicking problems that slows down what I think's got a chance to be a pretty good team. And, you know, I heard Gutekunst talk about this earlier today, that sometimes maybe he gives up on these specialists a little too quickly.
Mason Crosby never would have had that long of a career in Green Bay. Never would have happened.
Exactly. So sometimes I think patience with these guys probably needs to be displayed a little bit more than it is. But you're hoping that the Titans made a mistake. You know, we talked here in Nashville about, you know, could Narveson, if you feel like Narveson is a guy that could be your kicker for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, would that not be worth go ahead and cutting Nick Folk, even though Folk was really reliable last year? But he's 40. Like, if you could find that next guy, would it not be worth it? Clearly, the Titans didn't feel like he was. So I'm really interested to see how that goes with Green Bay. It would be such a shame with the team I think they've got a chance to have this year if kicker is what ends up undoing it.
Time with Robbie Stanley of Robbie and Rex Road on 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Follow him on Twitter at @RStanleyNHL. So since you're a Packers fan, let's have this conversation. How good do you think this Packers team can be this year? How much did you like the Jeff Halfley hire as defensive coordinator?
Well, I love the hire for Jeff Halfley, a defensive coordinator. I'm really excited to see, you know, you've heard a lot about the aggression, the style of play in the preseason. How does that translate once the regular season comes around? Can they sit back and make plays? You know, it felt like they were doing a little bit too much thinking, a little less reacting under the previous regime. I'm really interested to see if it changes that way. Obviously, you'd love to see Rashawn Gary stay healthy all season and what that could mean for him in terms of his ability to get after the passer. But I think the ingredients are there. I'm interested to see how Stokes looked after he's been dealing with injuries the last couple of years here. So interested to see what happens there. And then offensively, like I look at this team with Jordan Love signing the big deal, Josh Jacobs coming in at running back. really the one thing that I question about this group right now is the offensive line. Can the offensive line hold up? Can they give Jordan Love some time there? And do you have enough guys? Can you develop enough depth of a rotation there where if a guy or two goes down, it doesn't totally sink it? I'll say this, you know, Andre Dillard has made the team. I know he's played a lot in the preseason, and the PFF grades would tell you that he's done a good job in the preseason. As somebody who watched an entire season's worth of Andre Dillard last year here in Nashville with the Titans, you do not want him on the field.
So thank you.
I'm a little bit worried about the depth. It did not go well last year with Andre Dillard.
And he's the only veteran backup they have on the line. That's the thing that amazes me. Like, I really thought that coming down to cutdown day here, that maybe they swing a trade to get another veteran offensive lineman to help out with the depth versus relying on a bunch of inexperienced guys. I mean, there's a good chance that Jordan Morgan, who's going to start at right guard and rotate with Sean Ryan possibly, ends up being the swing tackle more so than Dillard is. Because Dillard, I think, is primarily going to probably play on the left side.
Exactly, and that's a scary spot to be in. I mean, they really need to stay healthy up front on the offensive line. I mean, look, you want to stay healthy everywhere, but you really can't afford injuries on the offensive line this season. I mean, look, I love their receiving core. I you know, those guys stepped up in a big way last year, particularly if Watson could stay healthy. I think they've got a chance to be really good at the skill positions. I love their tight end group. I love Josh Jacobs coming in, but you got to find a way to block and keep Jordan Love upright. And if you can keep the starting group healthy, I feel okay about it. If a guy or two goes down, I think they could be in some serious trouble on the offensive line.
Here he is, Robbie Stanley. Robbie and Rex Road on 102.5 The Game. Follow him on Twitter at RStanleyNHL. Prediction time, what do you got?
You talk about overall record prediction for the Packers?
Packers, yep.
I'll go 12-5. I think 12-5 ends up being the record. I think they're right there with Detroit all year in the NFC North. I'll go 12-5 and them just missing out on the NFC North championship.
I mean, you do the mornings in Nashville. Why don't you do afternoons with me in Milwaukee and we'll be all set, Robbie?
Hey, sign me up, man. I'm all for it. I'll be in Lambeau and for the opener, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Oh, that'll be a good time. So you're not going to Brazil then?
I am not going to Brazil. Skipping out on that one. I hope people have a great time down there, but I will be there for the Indy game.
Yeah, I will not be there in Brazil either. Robbie, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, brother. Appreciate you having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Robbie Stanley of Robbie and Rex Road on 102.5 The Game. Follow him on Twitter at RStanleyNHL. And again, this was our Green and Gold update brought to you by IndyCar, coming to the Milwaukee Mile. Make sure to get your tickets today.